resuming our planning board agenda. We are on item
10D.
10D. Thank you.
Yes, discussion of landfill zoning. As mentioned at previous meetings, staff is working with the city attorney to draft language for an exclusive landfill zoning, because we feel like that fits much better and it's more appropriate than industrial. I was hoping to have a draft ordinance to you, but I simply did not have the time to get it. However, I have a couple of copies of ordinances that I know that Waste Management has looked at, and they are totally willing. In fact, they even told me they would write it for me. I kind of wish that I'd let them help me draft it. But they were looking at the same examples that I was. So I don't think it's out of line to look at these examples and talk about how we want to move forward. And I promise that when we have our next subcommittee meeting, I will have a draft to you. This month, it's six projects is a lot of information to sort through. So I do apologize for not having a good draft at this meeting. We also will be sending our draft to Waste Management because we do want them to input. This should be a collaborative effort so that it benefits the Waste Management and the City of Tawnytown. We're not trying to do this as any kind of clandestine or behind their back. We want them fully involved with the entire process. If you guys want to take these sort of kind of examples that I found, again, at the beginning of the meeting I was talking to you guys, one of them is really detailed. It goes into a lot of detail. The other one is more vague and kind of maybe not quite as complete. But I thought that we could take these as starting points and go through them. There are some things in the one from not Buford. That's the only one that I see the name on. In the longer exclusive use zoning that are not really applicable to Tawnytown. So I'll be going through and editing that stuff down. But certainly, if you have comments by the time we have our next subcommittee meeting, I would love to hear them.
I
was the second one. So, things that we're looking at for landfill zoning that we've talked about before. What's really important to the city is that we look at infrastructure. We look at our roads and our water and sewer when we're talking about any kind of expansion for this landfill. They're asking for an additional 25-year expansion. And that's use of our infrastructure, that's use of our roads, use of our sewer and water. So these things are really important, and it's pretty vital that we get them right. And it's not just vital that the city get them right, it's vital that we get it right for Waste Management as well. We have to look at compatibility and buffering. when Waste Management told me they wanted to zone the entire thing industrial is when my recommendation changed to this, because that left no buffering. So we have to look at what will work for the existing uses that are residential that surround them.
Beyond their plan.
Absolutely. Right. Mm-hmm. We need to look at operational standards, hours of operation, litter control, which is a huge one along Clint's Road, prevention of roadway cracking, also a big one along Clint's Road, and what can we do to work together to find a solution to make this better. Stormwater management and drainage, compliance with all ADQ and solid waste districts, they have to do that. I just want to make sure that our ordinance doesn't conflict with anything from ADQ or the solid waste districts. And there's no reason to double regulate. If they already have to do it, I don't want to have to review it. So that's one of the things that we're looking at with these ordinances, is making sure we're not doing any overlap regulations wherever possible. Public safety, public health, safety, and welfare are obviously our big goals. And we do want an ADQ-approved reclamation plan on file with the city, meaning that I want to know, we want that on file with the city, what they're going to do when it's no longer a landfill. What is their plan? And I know they have to have one, but I don't think that we've ever been given that. So I think that's something that would be important to include in our ordinance, that we have that for our citizens, so that I know they can go to Waste Management, but maybe the city office is a little more conducive to get that information.
Walk-in traffic.
So that's the end of the landfill zoning and use, and what might happen then with the landfill when it's over. I know that you cannot build certain structures on top of a landfill, and they may be able to tell us more. Do you know what is allowed to go where a landfill was?
When we are done with the landfill, when it's filled and we're no longer in business there, we're required by state law to.
That's okay. I put you on the spot.
I'm using the legal term, but We have to survey all areas that contain waste on our property, and we have to, in the courthouse, designate that permanently as unusable land that's always passive open space.
Passive open space.
Yeah. There's legal terms for that.
That's fine.
We have to submit a plan to the courthouse that identifies that and locks that in as undevelopable. Now,
At what point does it become non-managed?
When we close the gate, we have 30 years of post-closure maintenance that we have to perform. And then once that 30 years is over, then it is passive open space. I will tell you, and this is just hearsay, and I can't back it up by anything, but I believe EPA and other agencies are looking at that 30-year post-closure care period and trying to determine if that's adequate or not. But right now the law says once we close the gates, it's Waste Management's responsibility to maintain it, monitor it, et cetera, for 30 years. That's what the regulations and laws say now.
First time I've heard that.
So. Me too. Yeah. So that helps.
Yeah, it's called a post-closure period of 30 years. Now, when you say reclamation plan, there is not, quote, a reclamation plan required by ADEQ. You might be getting that term from, like, the mining business.
Yes, I'm assuming it's probably a misuse of terms, where it's really it's a post-closure versus a reclamation.
Correct.
That's what we're looking at, and I'm trying very hard to get you guys an ordinance to review at our next subcommittee meeting. So if we want to move on to that, our subcommittee meeting from last
So we are not discussing this. These are ours to take and review.
These are yours to take and review.
Right.
Yes, please.
Got it.
Unless you want to sit down right now and talk about it. I got a no there. All right.
What do you mean by that, Sue?
Yeah. Explain yourself.
No is a complete sentence.
Is that a motion?
No,
it's
a complete sentence.
So, just to acknowledge the time spent, is there anything y'all want to add from a public comment standpoint just for our hearing? You know the direction we're taking. You've already been working there. So.
Go faster, I think, is the.
Obviously, you have to review it and, you know, walk with us in lockstep. Mm-hmm. But if we can help the city financially rather than pay Justin to write it, we get your comments, we write it, you review it, edit it. I can force our attorneys to move faster than you can probably get Justin.
This is true.
We are under a time crunch. I think I've explained it before.
Well, and we want to honor both the process, the city, and the company.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah. So anyway, all right. Well, thank you all for being here.
Thank you.
And all right. So no more discussion then on, we're going to wait on for our next subcommittee meeting. And Michael, you're hearing about subcommittees probably for the first time. But we'll let Courtney discuss what those are and then go ahead.
And actually, in your welcome letter, I did mention that we were doing these subcommittee meetings, but I know I threw a lot of information at you, so you may not have absorbed it all. So what we have been doing is the city is trying to update the future land use plan, master street plan, sign ordinance, landfill ordinance now, and just kind of an overhaul of our future planning instruments that we have on file, because the current ones are not outdated. They were not well thought out to begin with, so we really need to revamp them. So what we have is these subcommittee meetings in order to try and break down and really focus on those issues versus in a regular planning board meeting where we also have other applicants who are using their time to sit here and talk to us too. So at our last subcommittee meeting, Juliet Ritchie, who is our planning consultant who's been helping with our plans for the future land use and master street plan and signage, James, and I met with Sue, Rocky, and Daryl, and we talked about, we forewent the discussion on signage, signage that goes on buildings. We've already completed our discussion of signage that is freestanding, and now we were going to move on to signage that is on buildings, but we instead decided to talk about the future land use categories. Juliet and I had worked together to prepare some, and we had discussion about different density types and different zoning and how we might handle some cluster type development versus the typical subdivision that we see. So it was a really good conversation, I thought. Not everybody's on the exact same page, but I think we got some really good guidance on how to move forward with that. Talking about maximum heights and densities that are appropriate for Tawny Town.
It's also during those conversations where I have learned this is the political side. The other is the factual management side. And I've learned more in those than sitting through these. This is kind of narrow focus, and that's more general.
It's about how to, you know, planning staff, the planning board, and city council even can use those future land use plans to help make rational decisions. And right now, we don't have a good base for some of our decision making when we're approving rezonings or developments. And so, I'm trying to help get our tools in line so that we have good tools for the future. And we definitely need to work on our master street plan, and so that's why James, the public works director, has been very involved as well, trying to get all those in place. So that was last month's subcommittee meeting. I have a couple or some dates up here. I did initially send you Thursday, March 15th as one, but then I realized I actually have an appointment, so I won't be able to make that one. If we could fit in two this month, that would actually be really good, because we need to do our planning shred. We need to sit down with our markers, and this is where we really start taking. We need to have one more meeting, I think, about categories and what's appropriate, because we'll have a draft of them. I want you guys to tweak them some more. But then I think we really need to sit down and get this on paper so that we have something that we can take to the public in April.
Michael, our meetings have typically been mornings.
Couple hours.
Yes, 9 to 11 is the typical time frame. But it's time very well spent, I think, in terms of getting ideas on paper and understanding the process. So if your schedule allows you, you're more than what... It's the whole committee's invited.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Depending on availability. And so I would recommend that we not try to fit anything in 18 through 24, because that is spring break.
Yep.
And so kids, you know, those that have, and...
Like me. Huh? Oh, yeah, my kids. I'll take care of them later.
So... working backwards, the last week works for me, as does the second week.
So the 12th and the 22nd? Or is that what? I miss. I didn't follow when you said backwards.
12th and the 22nd.
The 12th.
What days of the week have we typically met? Monday?
Monday and Thursday, because those were best for you when
so
we first started.
So 12, correct. 12, 15, or 26 and 29.
26 and 29 would be a little late for our April deadline.
That's what, I mean, we can.
I'm okay with.
We can make it work if we have to.
Do we want them the same week, or do you want a week in between?
I would like a week in between, just, you know, to get stuff. I want to bring meaningful things to the meeting, and if we have them in the same week, then it's really hard for me to get stuff gathered and bring meaningful information to you.
I'm okay with 5 or 8, too.
Okay. I think 5 is a little, it would be a little hard for me to get everything together. So maybe March 8th?
That's Thursday the 8th?
Yes.
And then the 26th? Is that 26th. That's 2 weeks, but that's also including spring break.
Right. I can check on the 26th.
Eight to 12 would only give you one work day, so that's not enough time.
No.
The 15th, would a week between the two meetings work?
I can't do it on the 15th.
Oh, you already said that.
Yeah, like never mind. The speech thing, sorry.
So toward the end of the month.
So either 8 or 12, and then the 26th.
Okay. Okay. 8 or 12 for the 26th. Or maybe 8 or 12 and the 26th, right? If we can do two.
Well, correct. The 26th would be. I can do Tuesday to.
Tuesday?
Morning.
I can't actually do the 27th. My kid has another doctor appointment.
If I know it's over at 11, I can do. Because I can do what I normally do.
Oh, in control.
Okay, I'll send out a text message. Once I do need to make sure that Justin and or Juliet can be at the final one where I think we're going to have our major charrette and start talking about actually coloring on the map. So let me confirm with them when they're available and I'll send out a group text if that's okay.
So what are the dates that we have as possibles?
The 8th and the 12th and then the 26th is what I was hearing.
Yeah, okay.
And again, if you can come, we absolutely value any amount of input.
Tuesdays are pretty good for me.
Tuesdays are good for you, too.
I know I can work on a Tuesday because it's my day off. So.
I can work on a Tuesday.
I'm trying it out.
That's the day you go fishing, though, isn't it?
Yeah, that's my fishing day. That hadn't materialized either, I can tell you. But
if I know we're done at 11... My ministry things have changed, and if I know I'm finished at 11, then I can also work on. I can meet Tuesday.
Okay.
We could even start at 8:30 if we wanted to.
Yeah, we could.
Right there in your yard.
So how do we have subcommittees if there's like four?
Well, it's a special meeting of the planning board.
It's a work meeting.
It's a work meeting. It's a work session.
But like maybe each of us would take something and try to learn.
We have not done that yet. It's still, right now, it's been directed by Courtney and the expertise that she brings. Because I can tell you the flow of the meeting that you experienced tonight is very different than what it was prior to her arrival. And it was not bad, it was just very different. And
you don't have to take a chance to mention.
I loved because that was all I knew at that point. Does that make sense? But and James, great compliment to both of you is the thing, because the changes that the stories prior to them are even worse. So I don't want to go there anymore. I don't even like saying that. But still, it's we have not done that yet. Susan has been kind of our research person. She has a bent for that, and if we had needed that, she's brought in things
she gave me a lot of valuable information.
Yeah, now you're sure secretary, you got
I'm stopping there because I don't have anybody's paper.
Since we are a smaller group, it's harder to divide up tasks like that. But what it is really a work session where we really try to work through. It is a public meeting. I do notify the media. Nobody's showed up yet. I don't know. I guess they don't want to. You're more than welcome.
Mm-hmm. You can't find the room.
That's true. They may be lost. But I do notify the media, so it is, you know, it's published on the website. So I do try to make an effort to let people know if they want to come, they can. But usually it winds up being a few of us just really getting down into the details of good planning and what we want for the future of Tawnytown.
And the result of this work will eventually end up in front of the mayor and the city council for their review. And because we make recommendations, we don't write the law or affirm. We just make recommendations, recommended committee.
And I did go to the CAL meeting, the committee of the whole, the last time. I didn't get great reception from people about future land use planning. I think there's maybe a lack of understanding about what it is.
There was a lot thrown out there.
There was a lot thrown out there.
I really think that's what it is.
And I'm really passionate about this, so I think maybe they were overwhelmed, and I was just trying to. So anyway, I've been trying to meet one-on-one with them in my office.
Were they overwhelmed?
I think they were overwhelmed.
I think they misunderstood some of it.
Yeah. Definitely, there was some misunderstanding. So I've been trying to meet one-on-one with
them. Gene, did you get it? Thumbs up.
Passionate about, so sometimes when I'm trying to explain it, I'm not getting the response.
Keep in mind, we already have an hour meeting presented, so
we're talking about water meters for an hour beforehand, so it's kind of. Yeah, thanks, James.
An hour and water meters?
Yeah.
That's what I call fashion.
It's all show and tell.
Was the meter running? That's all
I didn't bring any pictures because we didn't have anything to show them yet. So that was
apparently
a mistake. But if you do talk to your city council members about why future planning is important and what we're trying to do, and that ultimately planning staff and the planning board is doing this for them. Like this is a thing they're going to have to take into consideration. This is a plan that we're recommending to them. So if you ever talk to any of them, like Gene, then you can let them know what we've been doing. I would appreciate that.
What is G?
Gene? Oh, G. G. Oh. G.
Dexometry.
Yes. So I just wanted to, F is upcoming planning board meeting is Tuesday, March 27th.
Right.
For the regular planning board meeting. Staff is attending training in April, and that does
fall on our meeting night.
So I was going to ask if we could push it back by a day or two or whatever your preference is. But it's the National Planning Conference in New Orleans. So it's a rather diverse program. But since I'm a certified planner, any type of certification always requires continuing education. This is a great way for me to go and get my continuing education. All of these yellow tabs represent things that I think are going to be important for me to go to. So it's going to be a busy conference, and it should be a good one. But I will be, the conference ends about noon on the 24th, and I'll be driving back after that.
From New Orleans?
From New Orleans.
So you're wanting to move it to the 26th? Is that what you're suggesting?
That might be a
good plan. Thursday the 26th works for me.
Would that work for you guys?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I will get that updated on the calendar as well.
April 26th.
Yes, Thursday, April 26th. I appreciate that, and I hope that I can bring you lots of good knowledge back to share.
Susan, thank you for being here again tonight.
Yes, thank you.
What's your house sold?
No.
I heard you say.
House soon.
I've had 8 showings,
two I'm still in the list of. Six of them with the floor plan changed, which I just can't do. And I had my first open house this Sunday.
So. Well, good luck in there. Yeah.
But I leave for Maui on March 7th, so I can't make any of your meetings. I really understood the house self before then or not, so I got priorities.
I think I would choose Nelly too. I mean, I'm not
exactly.
Can't lie, so planning meetings are riveting. So.
Are there any other comments from
board
members? Good questions, all. Okay, then, motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second, all in favor say aye.
Aye.